It is Thursday, September 22nd, 2011. I'm Kyle Kellums. It's a rainy Thursday, but with me nonetheless is Jody Beznoska. She is the Vice President for Communications at Walton Arts Center.
Hello.
Like the rain?
I like the rain.
I do too.
I like it. We need it. And it's fall. It's the first day of autumn. Is that right?
I think it arrived at 4 Central Time this morning.
Wow. And goodbye summer officially now.
Yes.
Oh, well.
So that really means, because you think of fall as the kickoff to arts season.
Mm-hmm. You know, coming out for some of our fall programming, we really start to ramp up right now. You know, we've had some great programs over the last month and, you know, scattered here and there. But now we get into that time of year where it feels like there's 2 or 3 events going on every single day. So let's start with this weekend. We will have on this coming Sunday, the 25th, we will be at the Fayetteville Public Library for the first in our 10 by 10 countdown conversations. So this is a sort of casual lecture conversation that will be happening. It'll be at 2 o'clock in the Walker Room. Mm-hmm. And the point of this is to dig a little deeper into the first concert on our 10 by 10 art series this year.
Emerson String Quartet.
Emerson String Quartet. And the concert will actually be on October 9th. But on the 25th, which is this Sunday at 2 p.m., Laura Goodwin, who's our Vice President of Learning at Walton Arts Center, and Martine Nedball from the University of Arkansas will be having a conversation about the Emerson String Quartet and about Haydn and Beethoven and the pieces that will be played by the quartet. And it will be an opportunity to dig a little deeper into this art form and this particular group and these particular composers. And it's our first of these. We're very excited to be doing them in partnership with the library. And we think it's going to be a nice opportunity for people to just talk with some local experts about this show.
It's free.
It is free.
In the Walker Room.
In the Walker Room. It's open to the public. It's at 2 p.m. And we will have one of these countdown conversations for every 10 by 10 performance, but this will be our first one. So we hope that you will come out for it. We're looking forward to it, and we're very, you know, grateful to our friends at the library for helping us put it on. So that is Sunday. But before we get there, I want to remind you, this is your last, really, I'm serious, your last chance to see Boeing.
They will not extend the run.
And it runs all weekend. I believe the first show's tonight, and then tomorrow, and then there's shows Saturday, and then there are shows on Sunday as well. And I think your best availability is probably going to be Sunday evening performance.
The last show.
The final show.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. Then we definitely shift gears. We move from theater and discussions of classical music into Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue Week.
Mm-hmm.
So we will have a whole host of bands playing on the Walton Arts Center Tyson Plaza on Friday and Saturday of Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue. So that will be much fun. And all of those bands are local, and, you know, you'll recognize a lot of them.
And if it's on the plaza, it's free?
I believe there'll be a cover.
Okay.
Because there'll be a bar and a beer garden.
Gotcha.
We've done this the last couple of years at Bikes Blues, and it's been a lot of fun. It's a great, great place to sit and listen to music.
You can listen to music and people watch at
and
the same time.
And people watch, yes.
Which is always fun.
We have prime people watching real estate
yes,
on the Tyson Plaza. But so that will be going on here, and then we will have 2 performances out at the Amp as part of Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue on the 29th, which I believe is the Friday.
Yes.
We will have Candlebox.
Or maybe the Thursday.
It might be Thursday.
I think that's the Thursday.
We will have Candlebox, and then on the 30th, we'll have Jamie Johnson.
I've just confirmed looking at the calendar. 29th is Thursday. Jamie Johnson, 30th is a Friday.
Excellent. Thank you. So that's the Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue Week. It's going to be fun. So then we will definitely shift gears again, and we will go from Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue to some – we will have Martha Graham Dance Company on the 6th of October. Very, very excited to have this group here. She's an American innovator. She changed the world of modern dance in her time, and I just love thinking about the fact that we have this great American artist and her work – appearing while we're ramping up to this great American Art Museum opening in November.
And this show, you're going to get sort of an overview with dance,
mm-hmm.
but then you're also going to see new takes on Lamentations, which is one of her iconic solo works.
Correct.
And different contemporary choreographers have played with that.
Martha Graham really changed how choreographers looked at dance. You know, it starts to get over my head a little bit how she actually did it, but the way I think I understand it is she wanted to bring it to a more grounded, earthy, emotional connection mm-hmm. rather than a classical technique. And so she really wanted dancers to be communicating emotion through their bodies and not necessarily doing a move.
And to show you the level of respect that she had in the artistic community, she actually worked very much with Kirk Douglas, Betty mm-hmm. Davis, Tony Randall. Actors went to her.
Yeah.
Not because they were going to dance in a film, but they just wanted to understand movement.
Yeah.
I mean, she leaves quite a legacy.
She was an innovator. She was mm-hmm. an icon. And so we'll see, and the program is wonderful because we will see that iconic piece that is hers, which is Appalachian Spring. Everybody right. in the dance world knows that piece. I've never seen it, but it's a classical American tale of being a pioneer. It has music from Copland, and it has these amazing sets designed by an artist called Noguchi. Mm-hmm. And so you'll see that, but like you also said, you'll see reflections on Lamentations, which is one of her
right.
iconic work. And it's a historic thing to have the company come back. They were here 10 years ago, so it's perfect. It's just our 20th season. We love it. So that's on the 6th. Mm-hmm. Then on the 7th, we will have in the Star Theater, we will have a folk group called Dala, two young ladies.
Who are great.
Angelic voices. They are so good. I've heard them twice, getting to go listen to them at conferences going, come on, we really want these girls here. They have a wonderful sound. That's in Star Theater on the 7th, and I'm sure we'll talk more about them. And then that same night at 7:30 at the Amp, we will have Need to Breathe mm-hmm. out at the Amp, obviously. So, and then we're into the middle of October. We will have a great group here on the 13th called Step Africa, a sort of a dance stompish kind of feel. And they will be doing an extremely high energy production. Great show for families to come to. They'll also be doing shows for schools, which will be super. We'll have the first jazz artist on the 14th, Renee Marie,
who has an amazing story behind her. Robert Ginsberg has just talked to her. We'll hear that in a couple of days.
Yeah, that's going to be very special, I think. And lots more programming, but it's also now time to start getting people thinking about our first big Broadway of the year, which is West Side Story.
My favorite musical ever.
I know
ever.
You'll be there.
Yes, I will.
But there is a lot going on, and we also have the Northwest Arkansas Community Creative Center is running their fall classes right now. You can get information about that on our website, and you can still subscribe to Sona. They just finished their first concert.
I missed it Monday night. I had another commitment. How was it?
It was wonderful.
Yeah, I figured it would be.
It was a really, really great show. Paul Haas is a very engaging conductor, and of course he did play the Razorback fight song again. So Sona's, you know, they'll be gearing up for their Christmas show. You can still buy subscriptions to their season. Theater Squared will be closing down their first show, but they will have another show at Christmas time also. So definitely you can still come to the website and check that out. And that website is www.waltonartscenter.org, and you can call 443-5600 as well.
Jody, thanks a lot.
Thank you.